Welcome to 2023 Talks. We're following our democracy in historic times.
As we look to the future, we have to end this cycle of violence in the Middle East. We need to renew our resolve to pursue this two-state solution, where Israelis and Palestinians can one day live side by side in a two-state solution with equal measure of freedom and dignity.
President Joe Biden says the release of Hamas hostages and Israeli prisoners is progress, but to finally end the conflict, we need a broader negotiated peace. During a four-day ceasefire, the two countries released dozens, mostly women, small children, and senior citizens. It's the largest hostage release since the war began, and negotiations continue for more, but the prospects there remain uncertain. Progressive political commentator Cenk Uygur is running to be the Democratic presidential nominee. He says he's running because Democrats need a better chance than they have with President Biden.
He's at 37% approval rating. There's no chance an incumbent with a 37% approval rating wins the election. So I'm in it to knock Joe Biden out so we can get a real Democratic candidate and a strong Democratic candidate.
A rule revision from the National Labor Relations Board could have massive impacts. The change updates the joint employer rule, last written under former President Donald Trump, to include employees from staffing agencies or subcontractors in collective bargaining. Brian Petruska with the Laborers International Union calls it a big win for workers.
It means that the employee's right to organize still is meaningful, even in this modern world we live in, with layers and layers of LLCs and corporations who are now defining the workspace.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suing to stop it, saying it'll create chaos. Unless struck down, it goes into effect in February. With the year near its end, advocacy groups are getting ready for annual state legislative sessions. Alabama Arise helps marginalized communities affected by poverty and wants to expand Medicaid and end the state's grocery tax. Robin Hayden is the group's executive director.
We always want to go into the legislative session having fully educated lawmakers about how important it is to address poverty in their district and how we think they could do that. And we never want to hear a lawmaker stand up and say, hey, nobody in my district has talked to me about this.
Though New Mexico increased gender-affirming care protections, this doesn't make it easier to find since the state is badly short on providers. Freelance journalist Cecilia Knoll wrote about this for KFF and says gender-affirming care can be tough to access, even in states protecting it.
I know the wait lists are long right now in New Mexico for all types of healthcare, but knowing that a lot of your identity and how you see yourself is wrapped up in your healthcare, I can only imagine that the wait to get in had to be much more emotional than my wait to get in to see my primary care doctor was.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, they're cute.